Did you know color is vital to your health? Now, I'm not talking about the color of the walls in your house or your car or your clothes. I'm talking about the color of the food you eat. A colorful diet is a part of staying well because many nutrients are color. The antioxidant lycopene is the red pigment in tomatoes and pink grapefruit. Chlorophyll is excellent for balancing pH and cleansing the body. It's the green in kale, spinach, and broccoli. Resveratrol decreases inflammation, and it's the purple in grapes and berries. Eating a wide variety of fruits and vegetables provides your body with diverse chemistry it needs to heal itself and stay well. Eat the peelings of things like apples and carrots and cucumbers. Balance of Nature is whole produce. It contains all the vital parts in balance. Color, taste, and smell keep you well, and that's what you get with Balance of Nature.
Start now by going to balanceofnature.com and don't forget to use discount code KMC.
In these troubling times, civil unrest, spiking crime rates, and restrictive gun laws put us all at risk. One feels unsafe just walking down the sidewalk. So what if there was a form of personal protection that did not require waiting periods, permits, or background checks? Small enough to carry concealed in a purse or a jacket, but powerful enough to stop an assailant. Introducing the Byrna HD, the non-lethal self-protection device that buys you valuable time in an unsafe situation. With a 5-round magazine, the Byrna HD fires the Byrna Max payload, a 68 caliber projectile loaded with pepper and tear gas irritant, disabling an assailant from being able to breathe freely or see clearly for up to several minutes. The CO2-powered launcher is accurate up to 60 feet. It's about the size of a 9mm and has a dual-handed safety valve. Ideal for men and women and safe for everyone, it's backed by a 60-day risk-free guarantee.
Go to Byrna.com/KMC for all the latest discounts and specials. That's BYRNA.com/KMC.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night, and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my 6-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
That's MyPillow.com, promo code KMC.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
From the Kendrick Brothers, creators of War Room and Fireproof, comes LifeMark.
Always wondered if my biological parents think about me.
Inspired by a true story.
Imagine how scared she must have been. And then the decision to place you for adoption.
Is that your birth mom?
She wants to meet.
Really?
Yeah.
She loved you, and I'm so glad that she made the choice that she did.
LifeMark, starring Kirk Cameron and Alex Kendrick. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13. Only in theaters beginning September 9th. For tickets, go to LifeMarkMovie.com.
Listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, breaking news as it happens, what it means, and why it matters.
Kevin McCullough, and here we go.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Obliterating confusion.
Amplifying truth.
And pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
So glad to have you with us, friends. It is a very busy Tuesday, and boy, do we have a lot to talk about as we kick off this edition of Kevin McCullough Radio. Hoping that you will stay with us, Allison Esposito, Lee Zeldin's running mate, is going to join us in just a bit. And we will also hear from KT McFarland. All things you want to make sure you hear. Stay here.
Binge thinking.
Kevin McCullough.
something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog
has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Yeah, he's playing the role.
As well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. It is a very, very interesting day and a very sad day for fans of country music. Loretta Lynn passed away, age 90 today. Had so many country hits, it's probably hard for people to count them all, and a good number of gospel songs that she recorded over the years as well. Some of you will remember her for that also. Anyway, Kevin McCullough, welcoming you into a Tuesday. I don't know, people, it's really interesting to see how the left and the right respond to things, particularly if you want to be objective and you're just trying to figure out and see what they're doing and actually call it what it is. And the reason that I mention that is because they're, even in how the reactions come into world events, do you see a difference in what the left has to say and what the right has to say? And the amount of common sense on both sides. I just wonder, when AOC and Ilhan Omar and all the rest are running around hating America in their speeches and telling everyone how terrible this country is and making this country appear to be the saddest, worstest place in all the universe, I wonder if they see the headlines that come out of places like the BBC. And the reason that I wonder that is because you cannot see headlines like this and not have some degree of thankfulness for the fact that even if people say things that you disagree with here in the United States, this isn't happening. But over the weekend, and I saw some footage of this on a couple of social media feeds, Iranian police cracked down on students at a prestigious university in Tehran as anti-government protests are sweeping the country. Reports said a large number of students at Sharif University of Technology were trapped in a car park that had been surrounded by security personnel. One video appeared to show students running away as gunshots ring out. The anti-government protests erupted on September 17th after the death of a woman detained by the morality police. In his first public comment, Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei described Mahsa Amini's death as a bitter incident that deeply broke my heart. Except he didn't do anything about it. But he denounced the nationwide protests as riots that he claimed had been planned by the United States and Israel, as well as their paid agents with the help of some traitorous Iranians abroad. Ms. Amini, 22-year-old Kurdish woman, fell into a coma after officers in the capital accused her of breaking the strict law requiring women to cover their hair with a hijab or headscarf. She died in the hospital 3 days later. Her family alleges that officers beat her head with a baton and banged her head against one of their vehicles. The police have said there is no evidence of any mistreatment and that she suffered sudden heart failure. This is the kind of garbage that people know is not true. Protests started at her funeral and have spread across the country to become the worst unrest seen in the country for years. Sunday was the first day of term for first-year students. But this violence erupted in the late afternoon when security forces arrived at the campus and the security personnel fired tear gas and paintballs, causing some of the students to flee to one of the university's car parks. In one video on social media, this was the one I saw, a group of people are seen trying to escape through a car park while being pursued by security forces on motorbikes. They've got video of being chased through the car parks with vehicles. They've got video of people being chased coming out of the car park itself. Another shows people running as motorcyclists advance along a street. Gunshots can be heard, as well as chants of death to Khamenei. The U.S.-based Center for Human Rights in Iran said the third video showed a detained protester being carted away with their entire head wrapped in clothing by two security personnel on a motorbike, one of whom then opens fire at the woman filming. I'm sorry, AOC and Ilhan Omar. I don't remember the last time when you said nasty, grotesque things about this country, when you said nasty, grotesque things about those in power when President Trump was there. I don't remember anyone ordering a police officer to pull out a gun and shoot at you. In fact, I remember Ilhan Omar going to many events in the last few years where she's laughed at the idea of terrorism against the United States, where she laughed at the attacks of 9/11. And I don't remember anybody pointing a gun at her and saying that she had been disrespectful of the government or anything else. And yet it is these very people in Iran that Joe Biden is sitting down with, negotiating a nuclear deal with, going to give them the power to have nuclear weapons in the days to come. Now, what do you think Supreme Leader Khamenei is going to do if he has control of a set of nuclear weapons and he just really gets really ticked off with Israel? Or maybe one of our carriers in the Gulf, and he's not liking the fact that we're just there in international waters. Does anybody honestly believe that when people demonstrate bad behavior towards innocents, that that somehow qualifies them for more power, more access to dangerous weapons, greater abilities to inflict harm on innocent people? How does that even, I don't even know how you begin to put those pieces together. But the Obama administration and the Biden administration love the Iranian government. They will give them everything. They so desperately want their approval, they're willing to give them stuff that will ultimately hurt us and never raise a fuss about it. When that girl got shot in the 2010 uprisings, and the whole world watched her bleed to death on the streets of Tehran. She'd been shot at point blank range. She was shot for wearing blue jeans and a T-shirt. She was told that, you know, she was disobeying the morality police. So this was the way that she was dealt with. And she bled out right there on international television. And every government in the world condemned it except us. For nearly 10 days, it took Barack Obama 10 days to summon up the courage to say that that was not right. I still don't think I've heard Joe Biden say a word about Misha Amini's death. And how similar is it? Beaten to death in the head with a baton because she didn't wear her hijab or a headscarf. Some of you are like, well, Kev, you know, that's their religion. They're allowed to practice their religion, aren't they? Is she? Is she allowed to have free choice? Well, what makes you think that, you know, America has it right? Because we don't treat people like this from government mandate. We don't shoot people or beat them in the head with police batons simply because they rebel against one aspect of somebody's faith. 96 people died this weekend in the crackdowns on the students. 96. 96 otherwise innocent people killed by the Iranian authorities simply because they're nervous about the uprising. Maybe they should be. Maybe they should rethink everything they do from the ground up. Kevin McCullough, you won't see that here. I'm glad of that. Coming right back, what will you see in New York's governor's race? Stay with us.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
From the Kendrick Brothers, creators of War Room and Fireproof, comes Life Mark.
Always wondered
if my biological parents think about me.
Inspired by a true story.
Imagine how scared she must have been. And then the decision to place you for adoption.
Is that your birth mom?
She wants to meet.
Really?
Yeah.
She loved you, and I'm so glad that she made the choice that she did.
Life Mark, starring Kirk Cameron and Alex Kendrick. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13. Only in theaters beginning September 9th. For tickets, go to LifeMarkMovie.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. I want to say thank you, first of all, to those of you that helped us help many, many hundreds of families in the Ukraine this spring. And as many, many organizations have stepped up to the fold, my friends at CSI have returned to one of their most important needs, and that is the liberation of human slaves from northern Sudan. Every year, I've told you about the great work that CSI is doing there, taking people that have been basically prizes in the Sudan Civil War, and for many years enslaved against their will, forced to perform sexual, human labor, other types of acts that violate their conscience, violate their bodies, violate their very dignity. And the wonderful thing about what CSI does, Christian Solidarity International, is that they not only are able to help secure the release of that human slave, but then they're able to begin a brand new life for them with something that we call the Bag of Hope. Friends, last year you helped us free another 392 individual women who had all but given up on ever having any type of future hope. So with that in mind, and now that so many people are responding to the need in Ukraine, my thoughts have turned back to how we can help these women who are many times even without their children. Now, what I have to report to you now is quite exciting. Because of some of the liberations that you've done in the past, you know that we've been able to free the mom, but haven't necessarily been able to find or free the child of that mom slave. That is about to change, because in this spring's liberation, we have the opportunity to bring home several children who have been enslaved by slave masters whose moms have been previously released. In other words, your gift right now to release and help find the child slave is not only going to give them liberty and give them a life again, but it's going to reunite them with the mom who had them in slavery. Now, if you're curious about how all this works, it's very simple. A $250 one-time gift, or a 10-installment gift of $25, or a 5-month gift of $50. It doesn't matter how we get there. As long as we get to $250, supplies everything that's necessary for that slave to begin their life over again. That Bag of Hope will include sleeping arrangements, tarps for weather protection, grain to feed them with, and seed to plant their future crop with. That $250 gift will give them their new life and that Bag of Hope. And friends, this year, we're going to focus on reuniting some of those children with their moms who have been liberated in years past. Would you please call this number and help? 888-342-1010. 888-342-1010. 888-342-1010. And because of the generosity of a very generous supporter of Kevin McCullough Radio, the first 10 people who do so will have their slave gift matched right now. 888-342-1010. $25 a month for 10, $50 a month for 5, $125 for 2, or a one-time gift of $250, and you get to set a brand new life for someone who had given up. 888-342-1010.
Breaking news as it happens. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, we continue to draw closer to the elections of 2022. And while there is no presidential race on the ballot, there are a lot of important races at the top of the ticket, not the least of which in some states are governors, some states are U.S. senators, and some states are both. And in New York State, there's this very interesting story that's unfolding here, because the mainstream press is desperately trying to make everyone think that this race is a blowout and that it's completely one-sided and there's no way that the Republican can possibly break through. And on the other side, you've got a little engine that can in Congressman Lee Zeldin, who still serves his country in uniform, has been an incredible congressman for the state of New York, and is just working his fingers to the bone to tell every New York voter that he's going to do the things that everyone's been promising to do, but nobody's delivered on, like get stuff done by way of criminal justice reform so that we stop sending criminals back out on the street the moment they get arrested. And someone who cares an awful lot about all of those issues are his running mate, Allison Esposito, who is a former NYPD herself, and that is her legacy. Her father was NYPD Chief Michael Esposito, and Allison Esposito joins us now for the next few minutes. Allison, welcome. It's good to have you.
Thank you so much for having me. Hello. How are you today?
I'm doing well. Let's talk a little bit about, because I think people, if they live in the city, they understand. If they live in the outer boroughs, they may not. And if they live across the country, they certainly don't have the same recognition. But I was in the city just this last week a couple of times, Allison, and neighborhoods that I was, you know, very familiar with going to on a daily basis just a couple of years ago before COVID felt very different to me. And in a lot of ways, I've got to think that that is just the experience of every New Yorker magnified times 10. Just how bad is the street crime problem in New York State?
So I hate to even have to answer that question, because almost 25 years of my life has been dedicated to making this city safe, to making the people of the city of New York safe, so that they can run in Central Park, so that they can enjoy the lights of Broadway, so that they can go travel to and from work safely, so their children could be in the parks and on the swing sets and just enjoying the city.
Right.
But right now, there is a different feel. You have political officials that are trying to tell New Yorkers not to believe their own eyes, not to believe that the feeling they have on the street is real. You walk out on the city streets right now, you see people in mental crisis. We have a problem with mental illness. We have a problem with homeless people that are walking the streets in crisis, yelling, screaming, throwing things. They are randomly attacking people in some cases. Mm. You have crime that is running rampant through our streets and in our subways. Year to date, just major transit crimes are up more than 43%. Mm. That's more than 500 extra victims for the year. If you look at the subway system in the last 28 days, the NYPD stats saw 182 major crimes. You know, that's more than 6 victims a day for major felonies.
Wow.
I have to think that New Yorkers are walking the streets or traveling to and from work and going, well, is today the day that I'm the victim? It's a horrible feeling for me to think that New Yorkers feel like that.
You served in the Bronx, and you were also on the gang unit. And I'm just curious, mm-hmm. since bail reform has gone into place, what types of changes have the units like the gang unit seen in their day-to-day activities?
So that's true. I was in the gang unit. I was a lieutenant in the gang unit. I was in the South Bronx. I was on the SWAT rescue team, ESU, and I was a commander of multiple places in Brooklyn. And when I was a commander in Brooklyn, that's when you saw the bail reform take effect. And it was amazing, but it was immediate, the change that we saw. We saw them letting people out, and within days of January 1st of the 2020 bail reform,
yeah,
they were getting rearrested for robberies or shootings. And then 7 days later, I had an individual that was shot himself after being arrested for robberies 6 days after getting released. It was absolutely immediate. The fact that we're not giving judges the ability to weigh dangerousness, flight risk, potential of reoffense, this is absolutely unacceptable. Now, criminal justice reform needed to happen. And the argument is, if two people, one rich, one poor, first-time offense, low-level, potentially property crime, maybe petty larceny, one shouldn't sit in jail and wait while the other one gets out on $100 bail simply because they can't afford it. But when you're talking about repeat violent offenders that have no business on our streets, bail reform, it went too far in New York State. We have to repeal cashless bail.
The quality of leadership, in my mind, Allison, means that you have to, on some level, be able to tell the voters the truth and what the actual situation is if they are to trust you. And it seems like
Agreed.
The current group in Albany want to trick the voters of New York, not tell the voters of New York the truth. Am I off base there?
No, sir, I don't think you are. And I don't think it's only the officials in Albany. You know, New Yorkers aren't stupid. We are quick-witted. We are witty. We are just a fast-paced group of individuals that are incredibly astute and can see what's going on. And they want us not to believe our eyes. Now, you have even political officials like a councilwoman, Tiffany Caban, that's telling people in Queens that the subway crime is a one in a million possibility, a one in a million possibility. Days prior, you saw a woman in her district stomped out by a vagrant man in Queens in the subway station. And then days after that, we had that horrific murder of the FDNY lieutenant. You know, it's in her district, and she's actually handing out flyers to local residents and businesses, asking them to find some way else to deal with violent criminals or emotionally disturbed people other than calling the police. And she suggested that maybe they can distract them by spilling their soda or saying, didn't I go to school with you? Can you imagine that is what our politicians are putting forth to New Yorkers?
Absurdity is what it is. We're speaking it's with absurd. Allison Esposito here with Kevin McCullough. If you were to quickly describe one or two things that are different about them, what would those be?
Well, I don't think I could do it quickly because they are absolute polar opposites.
Okay.
Lee is a man of integrity, a man of backbone, a man of action. Kathy Hochul is more corrupt than her predecessor. Engaged in pay-to-play scandal after pay-to-play scandal after pay-to-play scandal. Kathy Hochul, her first job, her first task when she was appointed governor was to choose a lieutenant governor. Her choice was the champion of the defund the police movement, who it turns out was a criminal himself, hence why he didn't want the police around. Lee's choice, his commitment to public safety, his commitment to the people of the state of New York, is to choose a law enforcement executive in contrast with 25 years experience in keeping people safe, in serving the communities of New York City. You know, the contrast couldn't be clearer in these two individuals.
That's true.
What we allow will continue. Kathy Hochul has failed to provide any leadership to New York State. How is she not forcing a special session? How is she not saying, figure this out, my New Yorkers are dying? Congressman Zeldin is an Army vet, a soldier, a family man. And you know what? In my world, integrity means a lot.
Yeah.
And I never would have stepped away from my men and women in the New York City Police Department if I didn't believe that his integrity was beyond reproach.
That is well said. Allison Esposito, thanks for being here with Kevin McCullough. Come on back between now and the election. Kevin McCullough, coming right
anytime.
Back. Don't go
Thank
away.
Thank you.
From the Kendrick Brothers, creators of War Room and Fireproof, comes LifeMark.
Always wondered if my biological parents think about me.
Inspired by a true story.
Imagine how scared she must have been. And then the decision to place you for adoption.
Is that your birth mom?
She wants to meet.
Really?
Yeah.
She loved you, and I'm so glad that she made the choice that she did.
LifeMark, starring Kirk Cameron and Alex Kendrick. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13. Only in theaters beginning September 9th. For tickets, go to LifeMarkMovie.com.
Did you know color is vital to your health? I'm not talking about the color of the walls in your house or your car or your clothes. I'm talking about the color of the food you eat. A colorful diet is a part of staying well because many nutrients are color. The antioxidant lycopene is the red pigment in tomatoes and pink grapefruit. Chlorophyll is excellent for balancing pH and cleansing the body. It's the green in kale, spinach, and broccoli. Resveratrol decreases inflammation, and it's the purple in grapes and berries. Eating a wide variety of fruits and vegetables provides your body with diverse chemistry it needs to heal itself and stay well. Eat the peelings of things like apples and carrots and cucumbers. Balance of Nature is whole produce. It contains all the vital parts in balance. Color, taste, and smell keep you well, and that's what you get with Balance of Nature.
Start now by going to balanceofnature.com, and don't forget to use discount code KMC.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night, and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my six-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
That's MyPillow.com, promo code KMC.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Obliterating confusion, amplifying truth, and pursuing clarity. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. You know, I cover so much bad on this show each day. The bad, like we just talked about with Allison Esposito and the crime problem in New York. A little bit later on, I'm going to tell you about a high school in Vermont where they've banned the girls from using their own locker room because they complained about a dude who was coming in to use the locker room with them. Now they make the girls use a single stall bathroom. It's kind of nutty, but this is kind of the twisted world we're in. And I can joke about, you know, what pronouns you should be using and everything like that. But there's actually a better solution that goes deeper and has greater efficacy to it than just pointing it out or even complaining or even trying to find practical solutions. And that solution is the introduction of truth into the scenario, which I believe is kind of the whole goal of this project called Bring Your Bible to School Day that Focus on the Family has been waving the flag for a few years. And Emerson Collins, who heads up that project for Focus, now joins us. Emerson, welcome.
Kevin, thanks so much for having me.
What did I get wrong in my opening statement?
Kevin, really, it sounded all correct to me other than God's word is the answer. We need this truth. You're 100% correct. We need God's word. We need a foundation to lean upon when the crashing waves of culture come against us.
So the goal of how to do that with kids bringing their Bible to school is what?
The goal is to really, it's as easy as it says in the title, students should bring their Bibles into their schools. We need the answer of truth. We need God's word, his holy spoken word, a foundation to lean on when we face these types of challenges. This wave of relativism, like you mentioned, is sweeping through our culture and even through our educational spaces. How much more now do we need to lean on the unchanging truth of God in our schools?
Yeah. You know, part of this, and I'm a little bit concerned about, because the church, if you look at some of the stuff that Gallup and others are figuring out, we are losing our literacy of the Bible in the home. And that, I think, portends poorly for having literate Bible users in society as well. Have you guys notice that? And does this have any impact? Does this encourage anything towards that by way of Bring Your Bible to School Day?
Well, Kevin, that's very true. We are losing Bible literacy, not only in this country, but also in our homes and in our churches. And so we need to return back to our roots. And that's a primary goal of ours with Bring Your Bible to School Day, is that children and families and churches would treasure God's word, and that students would begin to read it for themselves daily and foster a lifestyle of boldness and faith, but also personal study and understanding of God and who he is. The Bible gives us a window into his heart and into his character.
I get that. And I think that one of the things that can be very helpful, friends, if you're listening to this and you're trying to think that, well, what good is it if my kid takes, you know, my 2-inch thick study Bible with them to, and, you know, Emerson, this has changed a lot. The Bible is on many people's handheld devices now instead of an actual book that they open regularly. Okay, so what do people need to know to participate in Bring Your Bible to School Day?
Yeah, well, it's as easy as bringing your Bible. But if you want resources like conversation guides, or maybe you're a church leader wondering how you can get involved, you can go to our website, bringyourbible.org, to sign up and get all of those resources. We encourage everyone, if you're not participating, let's say maybe you don't have the opportunity to bring your Bible to school, to pray for those students that are participating. And also, if you're a parent, you can set that example for your child. Bring your Bible with you that day to the store or to your workplace if you're able.
Yeah. Well, there's a hope to have maybe as many as 500,000 children, students across the country bringing their Bibles to school that day. Emerson, what's been some of the feedback you've gotten from previous years of people's involvement here?
Oh, we have had so much feedback. First of all, it is a blessing that we get to celebrate our religious liberties here in this country. You know, while we have them, we get to do this. And so we should do this as often as we can. But some of the stories we get are just so encouraging. We had a student write in. His name is David, who started a Bible study where they all play tag and then read the Bible after school. It all started with Bring Your Bible to School Day. He was later featured on our Clubhouse magazine. We had a young girl, Nyala, bring her Bible to school and share it with her classmates. Some students had their Bible read by their teacher during their free reading time. She read the David and Goliath story. Now, we hear all these stories like this of the gospel going out and really of just these heartwarming stories. I pray, Kevin, that you would have more of these uplifting types of stories, even though there is so much brokenness in our culture.
Yeah. No, that's our prayer, too. Emerson Collins, thank you for the good work you're doing at Focus on the Family, and thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Kevin. God bless.
Again, bringyourbible.org. Kevin McCullough coming right back. Hi, Kevin McCullough. My kids love the Heroes of Liberty book series. You've heard me feature them on the show. Stories about Ronald Reagan, Rush Limbaugh, Thomas Sowell, Amy Coney Barrett, John Wayne, Margaret Thatcher, Alexander Hamilton, and more. They could be coming to your house, too. Go to heroesofliberty.com. And right now, buy 2 Heroes of Liberty books. Get a third absolutely free. Use promo code KMC. That's heroesofliberty.com, promo code KMC.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my 6-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
That's MyPillow.com, promo code KMC.
From the Kendrick Brothers, creators of War Room and Fireproof, comes LifeMark.
Always wondered if my biological parents think about me.
Inspired by a true story.
Imagine how scared she must have been.
And then the decision to place you for adoption.
Is that your birth mom?
She wants to meet.
Really?
Yeah.
She loved you, and I'm so glad that she made the choice that she did.
LifeMark, starring Kirk Cameron and Alex Kendrick. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13. Only in theaters beginning September 9th. For tickets, go to LifeMarkMovie.com.
Did you know color is vital to your health? I'm not talking about the color of the walls in your house or your car or your clothes. I'm talking about the color of the food you eat. A colorful diet is a part of staying well because many nutrients are color. The antioxidant lycopene is the red pigment in tomatoes and pink grapefruit. Chlorophyll is excellent for balancing pH and cleansing the body. It's the green in kale, spinach, and broccoli. Resveratrol decreases inflammation, and it's the purple in grapes and berries. Eating a wide variety of fruits and vegetables provides your body with diverse chemistry it needs to heal itself and stay well. Eat the peelings of things like apples and carrots and cucumbers. Balance of Nature is whole produce. It contains all the vital parts in balance. Color, taste, and smell keep you well, and that's what you get with Balance of Nature.
Start now by going to balanceofnature.com and don't forget to use discount code KMC.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. My kids love the Heroes of Liberty book series. You've heard me feature them on the show. Stories about Ronald Reagan, Rush Limbaugh, Thomas Sowell, Amy Coney Barrett, John Wayne, Margaret Thatcher, Alexander Hamilton, and more. They could be coming to your house, too. Go to heroesofliberty.com. And right now, buy two Heroes of Liberty books. Get a third absolutely free. Use promo code KMC. That's heroesofliberty.com, promo code KMC.
As President Trump's first deputy national security advisor, she helped set standards in the White House. In the Pentagon, she was the equivalent to a four-star general. And now, it's time to set the record straight. It's The Briefing with KT McFarland, exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio.
You know what a big deal I make on my show of bringing really articulate female voices to the table? There's a main reason why I do that, friends. And part of it is just this talk radio is so inundated with male, all the time. It's not that they're bad, but you never get the other half of the conversation. And when the other half of the conversation is more informed and more educated and many times more articulate than the side that's there, I find it refreshing to go there. It's one of the reasons why I've invited brilliant minds like KT McFarland to be part of this work from the very beginning. And KT, a longtime friend. KT, I find myself, from your segments with me, I find myself quoting you to generals and senators and vice presidents and all kinds of other people. The expertise that you bring to the simplest of discussions is just so beneficial to everyone that hears it. I can't say how much I have respect for you. Thank you for being back.
Well, with an introduction like that, I may invite you to give my eulogy someday.
I'd be more than humbled and honored to do that. But I don't want you. I'm going to die before you, so don't even joke about that anymore. Your expertise is in national security and foreign affairs, and that's how you served in the capacity to the presidents that you served. Lots of people that you know, lots of people that we have on this show are talking about China. There's been, you know, this notice of, you know, their moves with Russia and what's going on, how they're kind of co-opting people in the region. You got North Korea firing that missile across Japan yesterday, and China didn't tell North Korea to sit down and be quiet. In fact, we didn't either. But there's a lot of people that still say China is the biggest problem that we face. What are your thoughts about how we handle them? And are there any historical comparisons to other major powers that we could adopt lessons from?
Yeah, I was in the Reagan administration, and the way Reagan took down the Soviet Union without firing a shot, I would add, is that it was a very comprehensive step-by-step strategy. So the first thing is we matched them. They had a military buildup in the 1970s, so we had a buildup, a Reagan defense buildup, so we matched them militarily. Not that we would use it, but at least they didn't have an advantage. And then we set out to bankrupt them, and we set out to out-technology them. So, for example, in the 1980s, the Russians didn't have Xerox machines. We did, and we had a whole lot of other technology. So we put together a list of things that could not be exported to the Soviet Union, nor could they be countries that we did sell them and export them to. Could they then, on a knock-on effect, export to the Soviet Union? And that was a whole range of technology. So the Soviet Union was starved of technology. The next thing we did was bankrupt them. And that was President Reagan and all of us knew that if the Soviet Union, which needed oil and natural gas exports to stay alive because it was the only thing that other countries would buy from the Soviet Union. Nobody bought, you know, Soviet cars. Nobody bought Soviet fashion. And so we knew if we could target their oil and natural gas industry, we could bankrupt them. And we, at the time, were not exporting. We didn't have the capability to export oil and natural gas in large quantities. We were getting a lot of ours from the Middle East. But we could bring down the price of oil as a favor. So the President Reagan sent General Walters to the Saudis and said, look, it's not your economic interest, but why don't you pump a lot more oil, bring the price of oil down, and we'll be your best friends forever. And so the Saudis did that, and as a result, oil went from $40 a barrel to $18 a barrel in a nine-month period in the late 80s. And what that did was it cut Russian Soviet revenues more than in half. So all of a sudden, they didn't have any money to pay for anything. So they were broke. So then the next step was to make sure that our European allies were on board. So we went to our European allies. We strengthened the NATO alliance. We convinced our European allies to also modernize their militaries, mostly at our expense, but we did that. And then the final nail in the coffin was the Star Wars proposal. I wrote the first draft of that speech that President Reagan gave. It was a defense speech. And he challenged the United States scientific community to come up with a defense missile system, a defensive system that would guard against incoming Soviet missiles. We didn't have the technology at the time, but we had a lot of the ingredients and sort of potential technology to create that would have happened in 10 or 15 years. And when President Reagan did that, then the Soviet Union, now from the Soviet Union's perspective, they're broke. They're already spending all they can on defense. They can't do another defense buildup and a defense space race. Right. They had all those other problems with technology. And then the final thing was in the last 2 years of the Soviet Union, they had crop failures. They could not borrow on the international banking system because we had prevented that from happening. So they were broke. They were hungry. They knew that the gig was up. And that's how the Soviet Union collapsed economically. We outspent them and we outmaneuvered them. Now, if you look at China today, what could we do today? Well, the situation is different. China is a much bigger economy. We rely on exports. I mean, we import stuff from China. And so we don't have a lot of the same weapons, economic weapons and technological weapons that Reagan had in the 80s, but we have other weapons that we can use. So we could, for example, do what Reagan did, which is to stop technology transferring into China. The second thing we could do is we could build up our technology. You know, in the 1970s, we were lagging way behind the Soviet Union in technology, military technology, but we built it up, and part of it was that we had a massive national spending program to continue research and development. I mean, a lot of the technologies we have today, and it's everything from like Ziploc bags to Teflon, came about, GPS, for example, came about because of the Reagan defense buildup in the 1980s. We could do that again. We're spending a heck of a lollapalooza amount of money on stuff that doesn't matter. We should be spending and coordinating a national research program with China. And we should then also do what we did in the 1980s, you know, emphasize science and technology and STEM topics in our schools instead of woke technology. Instead of wokeism, we might want to urge our students to study math and science and technology. We could do all of those things. We're just not doing any of them right now.
Yeah. Well, and there's so much that, you know, the last 2.5 years have gone backwards with in terms of our own capability. And it's odd how energy always seems to still be in kind of the center of the discussion, right? So Reagan knew that it would help bankrupt the biggest enemy there. If we were independent with our own energy production today, we could help Europe recover. We could get rich. We could choke out our enemies, and the world would change. And I love your ideas specifically related to China as well. Always appreciate it, KT. Thank you so much.
Thank you. It's a pleasure.
You got it. Kevin McCullough coming right back. My final thought. Don't go away.
On gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, I'm sorry I'm late. Traffic is terrible.
It sure is. But on top of that, gas prices have been skyrocketing. I can't believe how expensive gas has gotten recently.
Prices at the pump are up, but I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
And does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200
$25.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code FUEL for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's promo code FUEL. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code FUEL for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code FUEL for a $5 bonus.
Did you know color is vital to your health? I'm not talking about the color of the walls in your house or your car or your clothes. I'm talking about the color of the food you eat. A colorful diet is a part of staying well because many nutrients are color. The antioxidant lycopene is the red pigment in tomatoes and pink grapefruit. Chlorophyll is excellent for balancing pH and cleansing the body. It's the green in kale, spinach, and broccoli. Resveratrol decreases inflammation, and it's the purple in grapes and berries. Eating a wide variety of fruits and vegetables provides your body with diverse chemistry it needs to heal itself and stay well. Eat the peelings of things like apples and carrots and cucumbers. Balance of Nature is whole produce. It contains all the vital parts in balance. Color, taste, and smell keep you well, and that's what you get with Balance of Nature.
Start now by going to balanceofnature.com and don't forget to use discount code KMC.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night and I wake up more well rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my six-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
That's MyPillow.com, promo code KMC.
What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, special note to oneself. Don't let my kids go to high school in Vermont. Or Tehran. It's just a couple of bad places. But Vermont, Kev, what are you comparing Vermont to Tehran now? What's wrong with you? Why would you do such a thing? Well, members of a Vermont high school volleyball team, girls. Am I allowed to say girls? Does the pronoun guide give us any guidance, Nick, on news stories? If it's in fact actual girls playing high school volleyball, can we?
I think we're still allowed to say girls and boys.
As long as it is actually girls playing on the volleyball team, we're not in trouble for calling them girls. I just want to make sure
we're A-okay.
Okay, so and none of them are identifying as anything else. So I'm hoping that I'm not offending anybody. But members of a Vermont girls high school volleyball team. Because there are some really poor sports in the school, have been banned. Get this. They have been banned from using their own locker room. And they now have to change in a single stall bathroom after they complained about a boy being on their team. They call it a transgender teammate. Some teammates allege that the transgender player at Randolph Union High School made an inappropriate remark to some of them while they were changing in the locker room. If all he did was make an inappropriate comment, I would say that's showing remarkable restraint. There's a reason why you don't let boys in the girls' locker rooms, especially in high school. Do you know why? Any idea why that might be? Anybody have any idea why you might not want to let boys into the girls' high school locker room at the school? When girls are in there changing. Nobody's got an idea. Okay. Well, he made an inappropriate remark. Some team members want the transgender player relocated. Duh. Show me a girls team that's just dying to have a boy in there. I coached women's sports on the college level for about 4 years. You could not have a more clear understanding of what their wishes were than to keep all boys out of the locker room. Because when you go on the road, you end up using the men's locker room as the visiting team. And so the girls were always frequently concerned that there would be, you know, some random dude that walked in not knowing that there was a game on that day. So we always had myself and another assistant posted on the outside of those doors, on the two entrances, wherever the entrances were to the locker room, to make sure that nobody got in or out. Why? Because they didn't want boys in their locker room. That didn't make them transphobic. It didn't make them anything other than just proper ladies. But Vermont's state law means that students can play sports and use the locker which corresponds to their gender. The little chipmunk in their head telling them what they are.
Today you feel like a boy today. Today you feel like a girl.
It's not that hard. All you have to do, if you're confused on any given day, go to the mirror and stand there naked. And whatever you see in the mirror, use that is the determining factor for which bathroom you use. But now these girls who said, we don't want boys in our locker room, they get thrown out. The dude still gets to use the girls' locker room. They have to use a single stall. The cuckoos are running loose these days. Kevin McCullough.